I think the key issues in this election will be based on performance of the individual selected to be mayor, along with commitment that the individual can provide in doing the work, and the credibility of the person as a leader of the community. I think so, because the community is going through change. We're anticipating growth. I've asked the staff, with the support of the council, to work on a community development plan. That is being done. And of course, when you're reaching out to other levels of government, when you're talking to various project proponents, it means a significant difference to the community on how we proceed, because we're actually going through a generational change here. And we're starting to see the things happen that our forefathers dreamed about 100 years ago with the creation of this community and facilitation of this port. Well, you straddle that line by being involved, being there every day, keeping track of what's going on, having the staff work as continuously as possible to come up with the most relevant information for the community development plan. And one of the largest items, and one of the first items a new council will deal with, is the 2015 budget. And if a mayor isn't aware of what is going on, if a mayor isn't up to date, if a mayor isn't experienced, you could end up either reducing the level of service to the citizens of Prince Rupert, which I do not believe would be acceptable, or alternatively, you could end up giving the citizens of Prince Rupert an arbitrarily high tax increase. So you need to think about what you're doing, and you also need to come up with ways that are acceptable for reducing that tax burden on the residents. And of course, if you're going to come up with ways to do things, you also have to have a good understanding of the local government, the Municipal Government Act legislation. And so that's where having knowledge and experience, even some education in local government, goes a long way in terms of good, substantial, solid leadership. I can't speak to the last four terms or the last three, but I can certainly speak to the last two. And this council has been very diligent in trying to find a credible entity to take over Watson Island. It's also had to deal with some of the issues that the councils from four terms ago, three terms ago, believed were a way to proceed. And that was to deal with Sunway Forest Products. We had to actually get the city out of that arrangement. And it's been a complex process. It's involved legal language, agreements, covenants. It's involved court cases. But we're working through that in a very diligent way. And I believe that in the next number of months, you'll see the dismantling of the pulp mill. You'll see the redevelopment of that facility going forward. And we will move on. And that's not the only, of course, project which is planned here, but it is one which could help support the area and, of course, bring an addition to the tax roll, which means it would reduce the residential taxes in the community. Currently, the residential taxes make up 45% of the total amount of an annual budget. So I've certainly been looking for ways that are acceptable to the community at large to increase the tax roll. And, of course, reduce the cost to residents. I don't think it was a mistake. We're well aware of where the municipality begins and where the federal government jurisdiction bounces up against municipalities. There was not really an opportunity to participate on behalf of the greater community. There was not really, I believe, a acceptable process to the community at large. And we've got limited resources in the community. We've got limited funds. And we have to do the best we can with what we have. And in that particular case, that project was going ahead whether or not the city participated. The best thing the city can do is to then go to the project proponent or, in fact, the wood pellet export terminal operator, and try and use moral suasion, try and use the consciousness of the community, try and use a good neighbor policy to ensure that there is some satisfaction there. I don't think you would have got that satisfaction by just participating in an environmental assessment. The relationship between the port and the city council is very important. You would not have what we're experiencing in this community today without the developments through the Prince Rupert Port Authority and the Canadian National Railway. And the relationship with the city and port has been changing, and we're to the point, I believe, where we're getting a better working relationship. We're getting a better understanding of what developments could mean to this community. You can't have these port-related developments without some reliance on the community at large. So we're getting a greater understanding, we're getting greater cooperation, and some of the concerns that we had in the past with regard to pilt payments on undeveloped port property are being worked through in a systematic way, and they're being resolved to the betterment of the community.